Spirit of Youth celebrates teenage Alaskans who are making our communities better places to live. They give their time, their hearts and minds, their passion, their creativity. Now, hear their stories. Until the winner is
declared by whoever. Hundreds of student athletes gather every spring here at the Dena'ina Center in Anchorage to compete in Native Youth Olympics games. And while some teens seal hop and two-foot high kick, and others stick pull and one-hand reach, one group of kids is getting down to a different type of business. This year, six students from Kodiak Island Villages joined the Student Broadcasting Veterans from the Bering Straits School District to webcast the NYO Games live over the internet. While the BSSD kids have a lot of experience doing this, the Kodiak ones learned on the fly. The Kodiak kids are all part of SKILL, or Students of Kodiak Island Learning to Lead.
We don't even have any equipment.
Damon Hargraves works with the Enliven Project for the Kodiak Island Borough School District, and he helped coordinate the partnerships, equipment, and the students for this.
This leadership group that came together, that saw this as a goal, saw this as a project that they wanted to do. And so through the help of others, this leadership group was able to come here and do this broadcast and have that long-term goal of bringing NYO back to the villages.
17-year-old Stephanie Brentison is from Akiak. She says she hopes the NYO broadcast will get something happening in her village.
There's kids that want to do it in my village, but there's not a coach for the NYO.
So do you think what you're doing now is going to help maybe get a team going in the future?
I think it would really help.
The SKILL students are from Old Harbor, Akiak, Larson Bay, Karluk, Oozinki, and Kodiak City. I'm Shanna Sheehy.
Give a young person you know a boost by recognizing the good things they're doing. Nominate at spiritofyouth.org.
Provided by the Alaska State Division of Behavioral Health.